This is Sound and Vision from KEXP in Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. Harpist and composer Nyla Hunter released her debut EP, Spells, in late May this year. Hunter says she sees composition as an act of magical healing, and as the title suggests, each song is like a spell. Her mystical approach to music making has the power to transport listeners while also allowing Hunter to deepen her connection with her Haitian roots. KEXP's Dusty Henry has this profile.
Nyla Hunter doesn't just dream of a better world. She tries to conjure it through musical incantations and the ethereal sounds of her harp. The Los Angeles-based composer and harpist made her debut earlier this year with an EP called Spells.
The idea of these songs being spells and each element of the song being like a step or an ingredient in the casting of that spell.
With each spell or song, Hunter says she is transported to a place that exists within her mind, a place of rest. With the serene sounds of her harp strings against synthesizers, nature recordings, and the distant tones of her voice, Spells coalesces into 11 minutes of peaceful bliss. Though often wordless, the music suggests lush landscapes and mystical dwellings. It prompts the imagination toward visions of fantasy worlds.
There's no doubt about it. Like, I am a like nerd for high fantasy and like mythology and all of that stuff. That's like, that was my bread and butter as a kid. And it's how I choose to see things sometimes. And I mean, as a Black woman living in 2020, like singing about dragons and princes and stuff is like such a choice. But I still feel like it is political in some ways, because it's like, yeah, I am choosing to like remain soft, and I'm choosing to go elsewhere, but still acknowledging like the realities around us. I think that some people could say like, wow, she's like really adrift, but it's not like I'm not aware of things. It's on purpose. I'm trying to create a place removed.
Magic is more than just escapism for Hunter. Growing up in a Christian household with a pastor father, she wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter, much less casting musical spells. But as she began to branch out and exploring these mystical ideas in her music, Hunter says she began to feel more connected to her ancestry.
Maybe like 2012 was like a turning point, like a coming into my power sort of thing. And like thinking about for the first time the idea of like my ancestry and like what it means for me as like a Haitian person. My dad is from Belize, my mom is from Haiti, but yeah, like just the really like ancient, powerful lineage of like witches in that culture. And you know, my mom being a person who like would never want to talk about that, and you know, any mention of voodoo that I've ever said, she like gets uptight and offended about it. You know, both my parents are immigrants. They came here when they were young. And so I get the idea that they had to sort of like assimilate to thrive, or they, you know, felt like they had to assimilate to thrive and therefore kind of put away things that existed in their culture. And then therefore when they raised me, kind of not including that, but like, I was just kind of like, oh, I can still reclaim that though, because that's still my heritage. I just hadn't been tapped into it.
Alongside Spells, Hunter has released several other singles this year, including the song Black Valhalla. In the track's Bandcamp description, Hunter writes, "Black people, imagine a place where you are safe and exalted."
Valhalla being the place where like the Nordic gods live, right? And the people, actually just kidding, they don't live there, but it's the place that, where warriors go. And I have always loved that idea. And I love Vikings and all of that stuff, right? But I realize how like Black people are kind of like left out of that narrative. So obviously the name of the song had to be Black Valhalla.
For those not versed in Norse mythology, Valhalla is a big hall or palace where slain soldiers would travel to live on after being killed.
I think the idea initially was like to speak to the slain black people, right? But then at the same time, not wanting to like martyr them in that way where it's like, oh, like they're fallen soldiers. It's like, no, like that was someone's son that's now dead. That was someone's daughter who's now dead. So I'm not trying to glorify it in that way, but just thinking of like an official place where like their sacrifice, like what happened to them is actually recognized for what it is. And then, yeah, just like a safe and glorious hall. We all deserve that. Black people deserve that. We've been through a lot. That's where that was coming from. And yeah, just this idea that it's not quite safe here on this plane for black people. And maybe somewhere else it's safe, you know? It's a global thing. But maybe it's different on another plane.
Proceeds from Black Valhalla benefit the Loveland Foundation, an organization which provides therapy for young black girls and women.
I was just searching for the right organization, and that came up, and I was like, yes, this is exactly it, because black girls need to talk about what's going on. It is so difficult to be a black woman in this world, and you need to be able to talk about that with someone else. And I just know, for me, like, when I found my African-American therapist, I was literally like changed. I had been to therapists before who were white, and it just didn't work because they didn't understand they couldn't understand certain aspects. So I'm just, you know, thankful for any organization that is connecting black girls to therapists.
Beyond incantations and cosmic forces, embedded in Olive Hunter's music is a sense of healing. The calming tones of her harp and the lushness of her compositions offer a sense of serenity, something listeners are resonating with in this current moment.
I've heard people report that it's been super healing for them in this time, and I am glad that it came out right when everybody needed to heal, like, you know, pretty immediately. It just seemed right. And I think I'm just grateful to have it out in the world.
Spells is out now on Leaving Records. For KXP's Sound and Vision, I'm Dusty Henry.
Well, speaking of music healing, therapy, and mental health, join KEXP Thursday, December 3rd for Music Heals Mental Health, where all day KEXP DJs take listener requests on the songs that help them cope through mental health issues. We'll share listener stories and play their songs on air all day long. Meanwhile, check out this week's KEXP's Song of the Day podcast, where each day we'll highlight one artist and one song of theirs, and each artist will also spotlight one mental health organization. And you'll notice the Loveland Foundation will come up a few times in this week's Song of the Day podcast. Check out KEXP's Song of the Day podcast and our other podcasts by searching KEXP in your favorite podcast app. And while you're there, give Sound and Vision some love by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. You can also go the extra mile to support Sound and Vision by giving a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks so much for listening.